Hi there. The word for you today is, there's a place at the table for all of us. In John 12 verse 2 we read, and I'm reading from the Message, Lazarus and his sisters invited Jesus to dinner. After Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, we read that Lazarus and his sisters invited Jesus to dinner. Picture this. Martha served, Mary sat listening to what Jesus had to say, and Lazarus talked to the guests. So, there's room at God's table for all kinds of people. Let's take a closer look at this story and see what we can learn from these three people. First, let's look at Martha. Marthas are generally in the background with their sleeves rolled up, making sure everybody's fed and watered. They rarely seek the spotlight, and the truth is, often, we don't appreciate them until they're missing. The problem with Martha, however, is that she's inclined to make the mission more important than the master. She needs to remember that worship is also service. Now let's look at Mary. Marys tend to forget that there are bills to be paid and meals to be cooked. Sometimes they act so heavenly-minded that they're no earthly use. They need to realize that service is worship too. But you know what? We need our Marys. They bring passion to our worship. And you can always count on them to intercede with God on behalf of others when trouble comes. Thirdly, let's look at Lazarus. John 12, verse 9 through 11, we read, they flocked to see the man Jesus had raised from the dead, and because of him, many believed in Jesus. Isn't that great? Lazarus had a story so amazing that those who heard it became instant converts. He reminds us that we each have a story to share about God's grace and mercy. So here's the question. When was the last time you shared your testimony with somebody? So if you're a Martha, God sees your labor of love. If you're a Mary, he delights in your worship. If you're a Lazarus, he promises to honor your testimony. So place at the table for all of us.